Hey everybody, this is Fred McKinnon. You're listening to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. So glad to have you. Not sure when you'll be listening, but right now it is about 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday morning, November the 7th. I woke up, I guess, about an hour ago, about 5 a.m., and just really had a burden to come get into God's presence and worship and get up to that secret place. I want to take you with me this morning. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening, set this time apart right now. God has things He wants to say to us. And Holy Spirit of God has things He wants to say to you as you worship, as you minister to Him. I want to say thank you to everyone who's visited highestpraise.com/podcast and left comments. Our first ministry-type podcast like this was a couple of weeks ago, Worldwide Worship Volume 1. We've got nearly 50 comments from all over the world from people who have listened to this and worshiped. And man, it sure is a blessing to hear from you. So if you're listening today, even if you've left comments in the past, if you're listening and you're worshiping, please do that. Go to highestpraise.com/podcast and let me know. If the ministry blesses you, you want to make a donation to Worship International, the nonprofit ministry that I'm a part of, that would be a blessing too. I apologize I haven't done this sooner. I've been sick and had a really nasty sore throat and cold and haven't been able to sing. Getting better every day. Honestly, I don't know how much I'll be able to sing this morning, but don't really care. I just want to worship and I want you to join with me. This is your first time, you'll realize the Worldwide Worship Podcast like this here at Highest Praise is sort of a free psalmist type ministry. I'm just going to sing from my heart. I may sing some songs that we know, songs that we have the rights to broadcast here on the internet, but mostly we'll just sing the new song out of our heart and just worship God and see what He has to say. So, Father, right now, all over the world, we still our soul. We still our soul. We quieten ourselves before You. We are Your sheep. Your word says that we will know Your voice. Speak to us, Father, as we worship You. There is none like You. There is none like You in all the earth, God. And who is like our God? Righteous and holy, pure, spotless Lamb. If you're listening and you're online, the words to this might be on highestpraise.com/podcast. If you want to see the lyrics, I'll print them out for the future use of your worship time. It's called There Is None. Let's sing together. Who is like our God? like our God. Faithful and loving, with mercies new every day. God, we declare there is none like you in all the earth.
There is none like you over the heavens and over the earth. There is none like you. I will ever sing to you my praise. You're worthy of my praise. So worthy of my praise.
So worthy, God. So worthy, God. So worthy, God. So worthy, God. So worthy, I want to praise you, Lord. So worthy, Lord. So worthy, Lord. So worthy, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Father, from our lips, we declare your praise. With our lips, we exalt your name. We give you worship. We ask that you would come, fill us, baptize us with your Holy Spirit. Afresh and anew. Right where you are. Just whisper that. Pray that out. Holy Spirit, come fill me up. You know, I do believe that we receive God's Holy Spirit when we're born again as Christians, but I see in the book of Acts where we had the day of Pentecost. But even beyond that, I see where many, many times, several times, even after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. Again and again, and many times it was the same people that were filled. You don't need to just be satisfied with a prayer that you prayed at the altar a week ago or a year ago or 10 years ago or 50 or 60 years ago. Sure, that prayer may have committed yourself to God, and that prayer may have been responsible for the salvation of your soul. And on that day, that you received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are adopted into His royal kingdom. Heaven became yours. And you were sealed for that great day of redemption with the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you. But the Holy Spirit wants much more than just that. The Holy Spirit wants to be fresh and alive in you. So Holy Spirit, come quicken us like you did on Pentecost, like you did the days after Pentecost. Shake us. Burn out the wicked things in us. Burn out the complacency in our hearts, the apathy, the lethargy. Cause us to draw near to you, that we might draw near to you. You might draw near to us, God. Cause us to be a great fire, a great light, a great shine for you, God. Cause us to be a great testimony, a great witness for you, O Lord. And right now, I just pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Maybe you're listening right now through the website. Maybe you're listening through iTunes or iPod, or maybe you have transferred this to your iPod. You're listening at the health center, at the gym. Maybe you're running. Maybe you're sitting out by the beach or the lake. Maybe you've burned a CD and this is in your car and you're on your way to work. Whatever the case may be, I pray for you now that God's blessing would be on you and the Holy Spirit would fall upon you, would rest upon you, would ignite a fire within you of passion for God, with passion for souls, with passion for God's promises, for His people, for His purpose. I pray for your health. I pray for prosperity in every area of your life, your health, your family, your finances. As John said, beloved, I pray above all else that you would be in good health and that your soul would prosper. Actually, John said that you would prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. That tells us that He doesn't just want our soul to prosper. He wanted us to prosper in every aspect of our life here on the earth. We give our hearts to you, God. We give our hearts to you. Give our lives to you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, go with us today. Give us ears to hear your voice and eyes to see the way that you would direct us in. Empower us. Let our lives exhibit the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let us be kind and patient and gentle, self-control. Lord, help us to be humble today. Help us to walk in your great grace and your love. We love you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much for joining this morning. I say this morning, no telling what time you'll listen. But I hope that if you do listen, you will take the time to visit highestpraise.com/podcast. Leave a comment. Let me know where you're listening from. The last podcast was our first attempt at a video podcast. I sent you a video of a guy named John Mandeville of lifestyleofworship.com singing a song, Free. It'll bless you. It'll minister to you. So if you've not seen that, I encourage you to check that out. Let us hear from you. On the website, there's a very convenient email a friend button. I want you to help spread this worship all over the world. If there's somebody that you think would be blessed to have this devotion time, this worship time in their life, email this link to them and tell them about it. God bless you. Go forth refreshed and rested. This morning, as you're listening, maybe this has touched your heart. And you're searching. You're lost and hurt and broken, confused. Maybe you're just listening and check this out. You feel the love of God. You feel the power of His Spirit tugging at your soul. He wants you. He loves you. Cry out, oh God, I'm a sinner. I've lived for myself. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ, your Son, to this world. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Fill my heart. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Rescue me from the pits of hell, from a life of destruction. Set my feet on the solid ground. Rescue me. I call out to you, O God. Become my Savior, my Redeemer. Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that with me, if that's your heart cry, God loves you. By praying that prayer, you see, you become a Christian. You become a follower of Christ. And there's a lot in there that maybe you don't understand about that prayer. I want to encourage you to go to a church. Meet the pastor. Tell him you got born again or email me. Leave a comment. Tell me that you prayed that prayer. I want to hear from you. I'll send you something that'll bless you and help you on your walk with the Lord. Not even knowing you. Never seeing you. I love you. I bless you. In Jesus' name. Thank you.